The epistle to be read today for Quinquagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's epistle, first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 13. Brethren, if I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And if I should have prophecy and know all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I should have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And if I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I should deliver my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity is patient, is kind. Charity envieth not, dealeth not perversely, is not puffed up, is not ambitious, seeketh not her own, is not provoked to anger, and thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth with the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never falleth away. Whether prophecies shall be made void, or tongues shall cease, all knowledge shall be destroyed. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away the things of a child. We see now through a glass in a dark manner, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now there remaineth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18. At that time, Jesus took unto him the 12 and said to them, Behold, we go to Jerusalem, and all things shall be accomplished, which were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and scourged and spit upon. And after they have scourged him, they will put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood not these things, and this word was hid from them, and they understood not the things that were said. Now it came to pass, when he drew nigh to Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard the multitude passing by, he asked what this meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they went before, rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out much more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, standing, commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou I do to thee? But he said, Lord, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, Receive thy sight, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he saw and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. What wilt thou that I do to thee? But he said, Lord, that I may see. His words are taken from the gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The observance of Lent is the very badge of the Christian warfare. By the observing Lent, we prove ourselves not to be the enemies of the cross of Christ. By it, we even the scourges of divine justice. By it, we gain the strength against the prince of darkness, for it shields us with heavenly help. Should mankind grow remiss of their observance of Lent, it would be a detriment to God's glory, a disgrace to the Christian religion, and a danger to Christian souls. Neither can it be doubted but that such negligence in the observance of Lent would become the source of misery to the world, of public calamity, and of private woe. These are some startling words of Pope Benedict XIV, and how truly they have proven. There are so few Catholics today that take the observance of Lent seriously. And we witness the effect it has on the world every day. The world is filled with misery. There are public calamities and tragedies all over the world. And all of us have our own private heartbreaks and sufferings. And can we not say, as Pope Benedict XIV warned would happen, that is at least partly due to mankind's insufficiency in observing Lent? Now, Pope Benedict XIV was elected Pope in August 1740. Pope Benedict is said to be the most learned and ablest of popes to live from the year 1700 to about 1900. He was a celebrated theologian, and he also did much in beautifying Rome with art and in culture. He was of a very amiable disposition, charming to all who approached him, and he had a brilliant wit. However, his sharp and direct speech at times were a source of annoyance to oversensitive persons. He was the one who approved the foundations of the religious orders of the Passionists of St. Paul of the Cross and the Redemptorists of St. Alphonsus. In fact, Pope Benedict's genius and accomplishments have even been attested to by the anti-cleric Voltaire. See, Voltaire actually hated the Catholic Church so much, it was his aim in life to destroy her. And yet he said of Pope Benedict XIV, "Benedict is the pride of Rome, the father of the world, who teaches that world by his writings and honors by his virtues." And it was this amazing pontiff who gave the prophetic insight on the Lenten season. Should mankind grow remiss in the observance of Lent, such negligence, he stated, would become the source of misery to the world, a public calamity and private woe. Now, my dear faithful, Lent begins in only 3 days, and many of us have probably been counting down the days to the beginning of Lent, and I dare say, probably dreading its coming. And when it begins, we will be looking forward to the day it ends. We, of course, should try to have a better outlook on this holy season. But it is only natural to look upon Lent and all the fasts and mortifications in this way. Lent is not something which is agreeable to human nature. We don't like suffering or penances of any kind, naturally speaking. In fact, our sensitive appetites in our bodies are very much opposed to this period devoted to the death of sin in us. And hence, we need a strong incentive for a proper observance of Lent. We must have a supernatural view of this season, and we must have great charity. For love and delight in what we are doing are the wings that carry us on to complete hard and difficult duties. That is, the greater our love is for someone, the easier it will be for us to make sacrifices for them. And so by remembering the reasons why we have Lent will help us with the penances and mortifications. And one of the greatest reasons for Lent is to do penance for our sins and also to make reparation for the sins of others. To make atonement for our sins which wound the Sacred Heart that has loved us so much and done so much for us. This incentive, then, to help us through Lent is to recall the great love Christ bears for each one of us. For our sake, yes, for my sake, Christ has done everything. Because of me, he endured a bloody sweat. He was scourged, crowned with thorns, and shed every last drop of his blood. Such love demands a great love in return, which we should intend to prove during this coming season of Lent. And so when the fasts and penances of Lent become difficult, remember the reason you are doing it. Think about our Lord's passion and death. And be specific and remember all the scourges, the hundreds of lashes that he underwent for love of you. Think about the pain he suffered by being nailed to the cross. And thus our little penances will be easier to carry and bear for love of him. Now in the gospel for today, our Lord prophesies about his passion and death. You see, he wanted to forewarn the apostles so that they would not be scandalized upon seeing him suffer and die. He also told them that he would rise again after 3 days. And he told them this to give them hope after his death. And after telling the apostles these things, we see our Lord healing a blind man. The blind man cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And our Lord heard his prayer, and he cured him and gave him his sight. Now, my dear faithful, we must realize that we are this blind man. The blind man in the gospel is you. He is each one of us. And during the time of Lent, we relive each year Jesus going up to Jerusalem in order to suffer. And each one of us are like this blind man. We sit by the wayside. In this holy season of Lent is a cry out from our hearts and souls to the Sacred Heart. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. For the purpose of Lent is the renewal of the life of grace in us. It is a spiritual checkup. And during this season, we ought to correct our faults and improve our spiritual life. And Christ desires to help us by restoring to us our spiritual sight. Each and every one of us are blind to some degree. That is, we are spiritually blind. In other words, we can't see our many faults and failings. And so, like the beggar, we need our Lord's help. We need him to open our eyes and give us the grace to overcome our sins and imperfections. And so we should use the season of Lent not only to make up for our past sins and the sins of others, but we can also learn much about ourselves and overcome our imperfections and failings. And that is the other purpose of the penances and sacrifices that we make during Lent, to become more detached from worldly things. You know, we will often give up eating certain things like candy and sweets during Lent. We should also give up using the TV, the computer, and even limit ourselves to the use of our cell phones. We should also try and stay off the social media that are taking over our daily lives. Use this Lenten season to limit yourselves to the use of these things. It may seem hard and difficult at first, but believe me, in the end, you will enjoy a greater peace and joy in your daily life. You may be saying to yourself, "Well, I need to use them for this or for that reason." This may be somewhat true, but try and make that time you are on them less and less each day. Set a time limit for yourself. And so use these next couple days really to examine yourself. Think about how and what you can do to offer up this Lent, to help you be less attached to these worldly objects and occupations. And you can even use the extra time you will have to read a good Catholic book. I know a certain family who started this last year and have done it since, and they said it is the greatest thing they have done. They have everyone in the family put their cell phones on the kitchen counter as soon as they get home and leave them there. And this person even started reading books on the lives of the saints with the extra time he has. Remember, my dear faithful, Lent begins in 3 days. Lent, that holy season, when we reflect upon and commemorate all our Lord did to win heaven for us. During the next 40 days, we have the opportunity to do something for Him. And there is no better time to improve yourself. And what better time to comfort our Lord for all He suffered for you. So ask yourself, what will I do for love of Him who has done so much for me? And remember that God will repay you in proportion to the love that you show Him. He reserves special graces for each one of us during the season of Lent. He gives us the opportunity to help ourselves, our family and friends, and even the rest of the world. Pray to our Lord that you may see, like the blind man in today's gospel, that you may see what to correct by examining yourselves in regards to your spiritual life and what things you can offer up in order to be less worldly, to be detached from worldly goods and enjoyments, those frivolous and transitory objects, and rather to aspire after those things that are heavenly and that will last forever. Let us then, my dear faithful, be generous with your Lenten practices and be assured of the words of Pope Benedict XIV will hold true for you. This holy season, when entered into with the correct motives, will profit you greatly. And remember, you will also, by your little sacrifices, make a big difference in this troubled world. By your sacrifices and penances, you will gain graces for yourself and for all of mankind. As Pope Benedict XIV said, the observance of Lent is the very badge of the Christian warfare. But that such negligence in the observance of Lent would become the source of misery to the world, of public calamity, and of private woe. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.